Hi there. The word for you today is about unhealthy comparisons. We've been talking about it. Very important subject if you're going to grow and mature. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Now, this word gain that Paul uses doesn't mean increase, but profit. And there's a difference. Profit is what you have left when the transaction is over. Paul meant that when everything is said and done, you must be able to feel good about being yourself. You must be able to say, I would rather be a great sergeant than a poor general. Only when you've followed well, by the way, can you lead well. Look, if you're praying for a certain position or promotion, maybe you need to stop and check your motives. Sometimes what we call faith is really just ambition, because we haven't come to the place where we're comfortable with the role God has given us. King Saul's undoing was his ego. E-G-O, it means edging God out. He couldn't stand somebody else doing it better than he did. Many of us have a wrong concept of what being, quote, blessed actually looks like. We've seen God's blessing in somebody else's life, so we think that to be like them is to be blessed. And no matter what God gives us, we're never happy, because we're not like that other person. We're asking God for something, and we don't know what it is, or what it looks like, or even when we have it. And if you don't know you have it, you won't know when you lose it. When you keep comparing yourself to somebody else, you make that person an idol in your life. Ever thought about that? Come on, tear that idol down. Ask God for a dream of your own. Stand on your own two feet. Be who God created you to be. Even though God has more in store for you, start praising Him for what He has given you right now.